The festival is a collection of producers who are situated around the North Norfolk area. It's, you know, hard to draw you an exact line where they come from, but you know that sort of along the coast and inland a bit, who come together at the Holkham Wall Garden to display their wares. And we think that, you know, they're some of the best that can be found in this area. And 10 years ago, Teddy Morph and I thought that we needed to have a little, you know, once a year we should get them all together and let them show their wares to the public.
How important is this to the food and drink industry?
Well, it's very important, and a good example of that is that our lead sponsor is a company called Kettles Crisps, known for the crisps. They started in this area, this exact area, 25 to 30 years ago, I'm not sure on the exact number, ago, with just a couple of guys and their wives in a Volvo estate, selling from a trestle table under a little bit of canvas, selling kettle crisps. That company now does $100 million a year turnover, and they could have been any one of those little producers that we have in this courtyard, you know, over the weekend. It's you know, tiny acorns grow massive oak trees, don't they?
And of course, food and drink very important in this area because of the tourism industry, our biggest industry.
Yep, tourism and employment wise, you know, there's lots of people, you know, either making it to be sold by guys like me or guys like me, you know, selling it on. So, you know, from fishermen to, you know, to farmers to, you know, to people pulling weeds out of you know, out of crops. It is all interconnected and you know, starts here with these people who give us this fantastic wares to sell.
We've had a great summer in the main, and obviously with various things going on, a lot of people are staying at home now and staying in the UK. Has that seen a big influx to you?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We've seen some massive numbers this year along the coast. I can tell you, when you're driving along the coast, it can be a little trying at times. But the value of the pound has a big effect on where people want to go for their holidays. And you know, if it's costing you £8 for a beer in the middle of Paris, you know, people start to think, I might stay here and have some of the best ale, you know, possible, you know, made, you know, or buy it and drink it where it was made.
So obviously you're having this festival this weekend. Are you hoping lots of people will come along and just sort of have a look and get an idea of what is here in North Norfolk?
We really are. Yeah, that's why we do it. You know, we want to give everybody this platform to show their wares. And there's lots of old favourites, lots of people who, you know, people have seen before. And there's some new ones every year. We have some, you know, some new people in. Be it from, you know, trying some gin or having a pie or, you know, saffron in one corner, you know, and then outside we've got in the food court we've got pizzas and hog roasts and chips and tug of wars and storytelling and all that sort of thing. It's a fantastic family day out, and with a bit of luck everybody gets to know all the great local producers at the same time as, you know, having a bit of fun, you know, watching some chefs on stage. We've got some great chefs on stage both days. That's been put together by Mary Kemp again this year. So you've got Bill Wilderwood on stage both days. They're making worm pie. Yeah, that's always interesting. You know, buy a few samples, buy a few things, take them home. If you like them, you know, you'll know where to go and find them again, because, you know, they're all in our area. And what I love about this show is the person who makes it is standing behind the trestle table serving it or selling it to you. You know, if you want to know how she makes the crust on the pie, just ask her, because she's standing there right behind it. Or if you want to know, you know, how to pick saffron, ask her. She's right there, you know. And, you know, these people, these passionate people are here in the courtyard. There's a great story behind every one of them.